I've started seeing someone new. It's only been a few weeks, but it's going well. Really well. He's a few years younger than me. Cute, fit, and very enthusiastic. He lives close enough that getting together is pretty easy, and he knows just how to make me come without me having to tell him what to do. He gets that it's a casual thing, too, that it's all about the sex. No commitments, no attachments, just his cock in my mouth, my pussy, and my ass, as often as I can get it. And most importantly of all, his wife doesn't suspect a thing. She's out of the picture 3 days a week, traveling for work, so we have plenty of opportunities to sneak around behind her back. He loves her. He really does. He just can't seem to resist my cunt. He might be the perfect man. It started at my friend Callie's baby shower. She and I have been besties since kindergarten, so I flew home to be there for her. It's her first pregnancy, and she's loving everything about it. The belly, the boobs. She even loves the morning sickness. She's going to be a great mom, I'm sure. She's made for that stuff. It was really great to see her in person again instead of on a computer screen. And it was kind of her to let me stay at her place. My friends are usually a bit skittish when it comes to me staying over. Husbands and fiancés love it. Wives and girlfriends, on the other hand. But no, Callie knows what I'm like with married men. She's covered for me before, and she likes to hear the stories. I think she gets a thrill out of them. Listening to how I seduced some woman's husband right in front of her. How I blew him in his office or in his car. Or how I took him home with me, then fucked him again in the morning after wifey called to find out where the hell he'd been last night. She just reminds me to keep my hands off her husband Rick when I visit, and gives him the usual talking to ahead of time, to put him on guard against me. Of course, she doesn't know, because we've never been stupid enough to tell her, that he and I have already fucked more than a few times over the years, starting not long after their wedding, in fact. Funny, but I'd never shown him the slightest interest before they were engaged. But as soon as Callie showed me that diamond on her finger, my pussy got wet at the mere thought of seducing him. I started flirting with him at every opportunity, tortured him between then and their wedding. And if anything, I got even worse after that. I was a filthy, nasty, slutty little cock tease that whole time. And so, when I happened to bump into Rick with some of his colleagues in a club one night, he was naturally pretty receptive. I lied and told him that I'd been stood up, rather than admitting that I was there, looking for a married cock to suck, drain, and take home with me. It was almost like serendipity or something. Ever the gentleman, he invited me to join his group, and 2 hours later, when only he and his boss were left, I was down on my knees under the table, taking turns sucking them off. It was the first time I'd sucked cock in public like that, but not the first time I'd had two men come down my throat. Honestly, I would have been okay with a threesome, I was so horny. But his boss had to call it a night and head back to Wifey. So Rick and I left there together. I had roommates at the time, and obviously we couldn't go back to his place. So we got a taxi the short distance to his office instead. I guess it wasn't unusual for people to still be coming and going that late, because the security guard let us in, and we took the elevator straight up to his floor. The place was dark and empty, and he fucked me right there on his desk, next to a picture of him and Callie on their wedding day. I don't think I've ever felt like such a slut, but fuck, the orgasms he drew out of me. I'm surprised security didn't come and kick us out of the building. I don't know what time he got home. It was probably well past 3, but I can only assume that he must have showered before getting into bed, because he absolutely reeked of me when we were done. I came so fucking hard all over his face, his hands, his cock. He was literally dripping with my cum when we finished, and my pussy was full of his. He never became a regular fuck buddy. You just don't do that kind of thing to a friend. But we've hooked up a few times since then. On a couple of vacations, a New Year's Eve party, one of our friends' weddings, and every time I've gone to visit them, including the day before Callie's baby shower. After he'd met me at the airport, my head was in his lap as soon as we were on the highway, and he took the first exit to some beauty spot so we could park and have some fun in the back seat. I think we both needed it. But I wasn't telling you about Callie's husband, was I? No, I wasn't. The baby shower was lovely. Loads of Callie's friends and family were there, and those that couldn't make it had sent messages or said hi via Zoom. I guess after everything going on during the pandemic, it was just nice to have something to celebrate and an excuse to get together. It turned into even more of a party than it would have to begin with, and I was enjoying myself, mostly just catching up with people. He was one of them. Callie's younger brother, Alistair. We'd pretty much grown up together. He was only a couple of years younger than Callie and I, and we used to hang out sometimes when I stayed over at their parents' place. When we were little, it was kind of like having an annoying brother of my own. And then as we got older, I had fun tormenting him. Callie didn't approve, but I would sit in his lap to watch movies whenever she wasn't around, or sit next to him on the sofa, making sure to hold his hand in my lap and press my boobs against him while we caught up. A few times when Callie was still in bed, I'd even go down to breakfast in my nightie and flash him my panties or my ass, just to see him blush and try to hide his boner from me. I've always been a cock tease. I never fucked him, though. We lost contact after I moved away for work. The last time I'd seen him was at Callie's wedding. I mean, she'd still tell me about him sometimes, you know. But it'd been years. His wife, Natalie, is gorgeous, and my pussy started getting wet watching the two of them together. They were just so cute. He hugged me when I went over to say hi, one of those big, squishy bear hugs, and he got the full boobs smashed up against his chest experience in response, and a kiss on the cheek after. His wife was smiling when he introduced us, and it turned out that he'd mentioned my name a few times before then, which made me smile too. We chatted, he and I catching up, amazed at how long it'd been, learning what we'd been up to, the usual things. When I pointed to the ring on his finger and congratulated them, they started telling me about their wedding. It'd been a small ceremony in the middle of the pandemic, but they still loved it. And when Nat, Ali, showed me some pictures of them on the big day, I could feel myself starting to cream in my panties. It transpired that the three of us had been living 40 miles apart for the last year or so. Callie hadn't mentioned her brother moving, and honestly, the revelation sent my mind into overdrive. I knew the instant that Natalie had uttered those words that I was gonna fuck her husband just as soon as I could. And when she excused herself to answer a work call, leaving me alone with him, I decided to make the most of the opportunity. I started easy, not wanting to be too obvious and scare him off. I complimented him on snagging such a hottie, and joked about how awkward he'd been around me when we were younger, how much fun I'd had teasing him, and now look at him, all grown up, married, confident, and still so handsome. My hand lingered on his arm, just long enough on those last words, and my gaze was just smoldering enough. It'd leave him wondering, and that's what I wanted. I wanted him to think about me after he'd left. I wanted him to remember that schoolboy crush, all the times I'd got his cock hard, flaunting myself in front of him, all the times he'd run off to his room to jerk off thinking about me, my tits, my ass, my pussy, my mouth. And I wanted him to remember the way that I was looking at him right then. Smile on my face, the glint in my eye, my hand on his arm, possessive, suggestive. I flirted a bit more as we chatted, keeping it subtle. Enough for him to pick up on, but not so much that he'd think I was making a pass. I could tell from his body language that it was working. We ended up exchanging numbers, agreeing to meet for drinks sometime. Me, him, and his wife. When she returned, I excused myself to catch up with a few other friends. But I made sure to give him another big hug and a kiss before he left. I messaged him that same night, saying how good it was to see him again and that I was serious about those drinks. And he sent me one back saying the same. Within weeks, we were chatting every day. Drinks turned into a trip to a nightclub. Natalie and I got on really well, and we decided to pout until Alistair agreed to come dancing with us. We shared him for a few songs, me taking care not to grind against him too much, but treating him to the sight of my tits bouncing around in my top and my ass wriggling in my jeans. God, you should have seen the lust in his eyes and the tent in his pants. He nearly blew his load right then and there when Nat and I put on a very drunk, very over-the-top display, grinding against each other, squeezing one another's tits, groping, and just having some fun at his expense. I think there were more than a few hard cocks after that one. It was a great night, and I could tell I was starting to get under his skin. They didn't want me heading home all alone, so I crashed on their couch. Where? I rubbed myself off, listening to the two of them fucking. They did try to keep the noise down, but they were way too drunk and way too horny. I lay there listening to her moaning louder and louder, their headboard hitting the wall, mattress squeaking, and I came with her, right as he started grunting, filling her pussy with his cum. God, I envied her, wishing it could have been me in her place. My pussy dripping with his hot, sticky load, feeling him pump shot after shot of it into me. But I knew that soon enough, it would be. The happy day came a few weeks ago. Honestly, his timing was perfect. My regular fuck buddy had canceled on me 2 nights running. His daughter was still home from college, and whenever he'd try his usual going for a jog excuse, she wanted to go with him. So, when Alistair called to ask if I could do lunch, my cunt was already primed for a good fuck. And when he told me that Nat was away for work, so it'd just be the two of us, I almost came on the spot. We agreed to meet at a little place near me. I didn't want him worrying about his neighbors if we did end up fucking. I opted for the sexy secretary look. Smart, but fuckable. A tight gray pencil skirt that shows off my ass. Sheer black stockings that complement my legs. A pair of fuck-me pumps. And a thin white silk blouse, paired with a lacy black bra underneath, with a few buttons undone to show off my cleavage and a little of the lace of my bra cups. Guys love that even more than bare cleavage. They can't help but imagine unhooking my bra, squeezing my tits, and finding out if the panties match. I catch them staring every time, and he was no different. Lunch went well. He complimented me on my outfit, making a couple of jokes about how much attention I must get from clients at work. And I pretended that it was unfortunate his wife couldn't join us, too. I eased into flirting with him gradually, deciding to go for playful rather than outright seductress. And it was the right choice, because he started flirting back, falling into that easy, jokey kind of banter. After that, it was pretty simple convincing him to come back to my place to share a glass of wine and watch a movie. I caught him staring at my ass a couple of times when I poured the wine, and when I bent over to turn on the television. So predictable. When I sat down, I did what I used to do, cuddling up close to him on the sofa, my breast pressing against his arm. I could tell that he noticed, but he wasn't an awkward kid anymore. He just smiled and asked what movie I wanted to watch. I chose something with a few sex scenes. Nothing too raunchy, just enough to get the heart racing. He made a few jokes about them to cut the tension before I decided to push things a little further, resting my hand ever so innocently on his thigh, making it seem accidental, leaving it there, inconspicuous, then brushing my thumb against him, just barely stroking his thigh, my hand squeezing gently, moving inwards, traveling higher, slowly, slowly, up, up, finding his cock, already so hard for me, so warm, feeling it throb and pulse and flex under my touch, squeezing it, stroking it. He was already looking at me and breathing hard when I moved in for a kiss. And when my lips met his, he pushed me away and stood up, making to leave. I reacted immediately, getting up to my feet and following after him, apologizing. I stopped him before he could reach the front door, looking him in the eyes, my hand on his bicep. I told him, my hand dropping to his wrist, that I shouldn't have done that, that it was a moment of madness, and that I was really, really sorry. I told him, my hand taking hold of his, that when I'd seen him again at his sister's baby shower, all of these feelings came flooding back, that I'd always been attracted to him, that I'd always wanted him. That's why I used to flirt with him so much. But Callie wouldn't have liked us hooking up, so I never acted on it. And I always regretted that. It wasn't true, but it was the truth he needed to hear. And if it got me into his pants, then it was worth it, right? I told him that I know he loves his wife, that it's obvious to anyone who's seen them together. But that, stepping in closer, I'd seen the way he'd been looking at me today, at my tits and my ass, and that I'd seen him looking at me like that before, when we'd danced and when we were younger. That I'd seen how hard he got that night in the club and felt how hard he got for me just now. I asked him, pressing my chest to his, if he'd ever thought about me when he fucked her. If he'd been thinking about me that night he fucked her while I was laying just feet away in the other room. I told him, guiding his hand to my thigh, that I'd played with myself listening to them fuck, that I'd been so jealous of her, wishing it was me in her place, with him lying between my legs, and that I'd come for him at the exact same moment as her, as he was filling her with his load. I told him, guiding his hand up under my skirt and into my panties, that he should feel for himself just how wet he makes me. Just this once. That it's okay. That it's not cheating if he touches me. Just this once. That I just wanted him to feel how wet my pussy was at that moment. What being around him does to me. I could tell that he was still trying to fight it, but having a wet pussy right at their fingertips has a powerful effect on a man, no matter how devoted he is. When I guided his fingers down through my folds and encouraged him to slip a couple into me, he did it without even trying to resist. And when he slid them back out, glistening with my juices, and I sucked them clean, right there in front of him, I knew he was mine. He couldn't take his eyes off my lips. I told him, turning around and wrapping his arm around me, that maybe just this once, it would be okay for us to fuck, to get it out of our systems. I asked him, wriggling my ass against his crotch and guiding his hand up to squeeze my breast, if he thought that might be a good idea, if he thought that burying his cock in my tight, wet, needy little cunt and filling me with his cum might be a good idea. He didn't say a word. He just squeezed my tits and ground his cock against my ass, his free hand starting to unbutton my blouse while I smiled up at him. We kissed as he stripped me, My blouse and my bra soon flung aside to make room for his mouth on my tits and my nipples. My panties didn't last much longer either. He practically ripped them off, intent on fingering me to a massive fucking orgasm right there in the hallway. And he did. He held me up as I came all over him, trembling in his arms, my pussy clenching around his fingers so tight, bathing them in my cum. It was streaming down my thighs. I had him taste me from his fingers. Then I kissed him again, before his conscience might get a chance to intervene and spoil things. I led him to the bedroom after that, kissing, groping, and stripping him out of his clothes along the way. We were both naked by the time we reached the bed, and I pushed him back onto it without ceremony, lowering my pussy to his lips and sucking his cock into my mouth so eagerly. Oh, he tasted amazing. And somehow he got even harder in my mouth than he was already. I was so turned on, so happy to have my lips around him at last, and to hear him moaning into me as I deep-throated him, that it wasn't long before I was coming again, all over his tongue and his face, grinding my pussy on him, smothering him in my cunt. I squealed so loud that first time that I had to choke myself on his cock for the next one. But it was worth it, though, to hear him moan in ecstasy and feel his hips rise up, trying to stay in my throat as I sucked my way back up along his length. I think I came 3 or 4 times before I absolutely needed to feel him inside me. The fact that he'd held out that long was promising, very promising. And the needy look in his eyes, when I lay back and spread my legs for him, was even more so. He grabbed me by the ankles, pushed my legs back, resting them over his shoulders once he'd positioned himself between them. He lined us up, teasing me with his cock, rubbing it up and down through my folds, slipping the head inside me, feeling my pussy gripping at it, trying to welcome it deeper, then pulling back out and slapping my clit, making me wait, frustrating me, toying with me. When I couldn't take it anymore, I begged him to fuck me, begged him to use me, take me, and come in me. Oh, and it was all the encouragement he needed. He started to push in one long, slow, lazy stroke, bending me in half, his chest dropping down to meet mine, and his lips finding mine at the same time he bottomed out in me, his balls resting against my ass. I wrapped my legs around his waist as we kissed, squeezing my vaginal muscles around his cock and feeling him moan into my mouth in surprise. My pussy clung to his legs as he pulled back and welcomed him deeper as he thrust back in. He started slow, just stroking in and out of me, enjoying my tightness, my wetness, my heat, enjoying how I moaned and squeezed around him at the end of every stroke, how I dug my heels into his ass cheeks, encouraging him to push that little bit deeper, fill me just that little bit more. And after a while, he started to speed up, his breathing quickening, his moans coming faster, getting louder. His lips found my neck, my tits, kissing me, tasting me, my flesh, my sweat, my need. His balls started to slap, 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 rhythmically against my ass, his pubic bone grinding against my clit, his cock pounding into me, stretching me around it, opening me up, hitting a different spot every time, stimulating my cunt, using it, claiming it, filling it, making it his own, fucking me harder and harder and harder, making my tits bounce, making me moan for him, making me squeal, telling me to come, urging me on, growling at me, and then pinning my hands above my head and blowing his load balls deep inside me when I finally did come for him, painting my cunt with shot after shot of his sticky white cum, emptying himself in me as I thrashed about and writhed underneath him, gushing all over his cock. We both came so fucking hard. We were seeing stars. He collapsed on top of me. Silence. My pussy was still wrapped tight around him, squeezing and rippling, drawing out the last drops of cum from his balls. My legs still around his waist, not letting him pull out yet. He felt guilty afterwards, saying that we shouldn't have done that, starting to panic. But I managed to calm him down and settle his conscience, getting on top of him and pushing him back into the mattress, kissing his neck, stroking his chest, telling him that his wife will never find out about the two of us, that it's just sex, nothing important, that I know he loves her, that he's not going to leave her for me. So, what does it matter if we fool around sometimes? Then, lining his cock up, sinking my tight little pussy down onto it again, starting to ride. It took him a minute or so, but soon he got back into the rhythm of things, grabbing hold of my ass and starting to thrust up into me in time with my movements, sucking on my tits when I pushed them in his face, bending me over to fuck me on all fours when I was too tired to keep riding him any longer. He used my cunt as though it belonged to him, and he didn't have any other misgivings after that. Not even when she phoned to catch up on their day. He just lied and told her that he was back at home, while I lay there between his legs, smiling up at him around his cock, deep-throating him and playing with his balls. Oh, he fucked my brains out when she hung up, coming all over my face when I asked him to. We spent the rest of the weekend fucking in every room in my house. And when he left on Sunday evening, we'd already made plans to do it again. We've met 3 times since then, and the sex is only getting better. You know, I'm not sure I've ever said this before, but I think he might just be a keeper.